something new, damn good.
Oakland was my birth, young to this earth. Knuckleheads, little rebels having fun on the turf. Some bad motherfuckers starting shit was a hobby. Anthony, Poopy, Marcus, and Little Rock. Now I'ma go way back to elementary to really tell you how the fellas meant to me. Fights every day after school to settle conflicts. If mom found out you got whooped, then you met mom switch. But half of the time if one of us fought, then we all did. We wasn't tripping back then, cause we was all kids. I always liked to fight, Marcus was the silent type. Poopy was the big nigga and Rodney always kept us hype. Running in the streets day to day, seeing niggas fall. Cause in the hood it ain't no way you stop the triggers call or stop the shit that just be happening. Like the day my little partner Rodney got into an accident. I went to Big House that day, we was supposed to hook up. But when I got to him, Marcus and Chuck was looking shook up. Young ass niggas looking serious, something was wrong. I asked my niggas what happened, they told me Rodney was gone. Him and his brother was getting lit, riding his car fast. Kicking it hard, then they motherfucking car crashed. I remember the fucked up feeling inside me. Hooked up on life support and in his arm and I'd be. That was my partner, so you know my heart is full of love. That's why I hate it when the doctors had to pull a plug. Then after that I thought the shit was gonna stop. But money got involved and my partner got his dome pop. The whole clique was posted up trying to start falling. But every other day more niggas start falling. But I was always strong, so you know I got the muscle. Even though you know that I can't stop my hustle, so I smoke mine every day until my head is gone. Drinking and thinking about my folks that's dead and gone. I love my folks even though you won't see me weep. I still feel a pain deep down.
Ride it, old school lounging, kicking it with the folks, smoking on the sack, kicking back, getting smoked. Didn't go to school cause we thought we was too old. Too back to the stove to go and get some more brew. Seen a nigga mugging, had to beat him down again. Wasn't even tripping on this where we were surrounded in. Every now and then, we would pull the strapping and bust. Cause we thought that type of shit would never happen to us. OGs tried to tell us, we said, fuck, listen. Wasn't tripping on these niggas coming up missing. Getting shot in the head or in the fucking chest. And now every other day, it's another death. And motherfuckers having led fights. And then they caught my partner brother slipping the shot him in the head twice. Now when the motherfucking O is on, tell OG grown. Cause all this type of shit is getting close to home. And it ain't no time to play games. Cause in the OAK lane, death is an everyday thing. That's just the ways of the east side. And then it really hurt a nigga right after my cousin Pete died. I broke down like a little kid. And I still hurt inside when I think about my partner Chris. It's a motherfucking trip, G. It ain't a day to go by when I don't think about Big D. And niggas don't know the reason why a nigga feel like this inside, but I never let him see me cry. Cause niggas ain't finna quit packing, so I can't do shit but understand that this shit happens. And this rap is for niggas who don't know I got love, even though sometimes it don't show. So when the chrome go boom, then I realize that every day somebody else is having private cries.
Now they're gone, gone away. I try not to let it bother me like it's another day.
Time then went by, now we grown and we older. All on our own and we known as some soldiers. When I used to hear a blast, it was like tear gas. Now I ain't tripping. Cause all these years passed, but it ain't the same. I know things done changed, and now we all G's. Cause we been about the game, but I'm still packing cronies. So busters won't get on me, and now I'm kicking it tough with my cousin and his homies. Always getting smoked, yeah, that's what we did the most. Niggas lounging every day, then we started getting close. And now I got some love, but the night I'm thinking of is when we got hype and then went out to that club. Everybody bunching some dough, just like some hogs. Flipping on the joint, started hollering at some dogs. Then some niggas started cussing, arguing and fussing. All of a sudden, that nigga started bussing. Wasn't no time to think, even though we had a strap though. I said, fuck that, and bum rushed out the back door. Straight to the car, thinking that he didn't get us. But when we look back, one of our folks wasn't with us. We went back to the club, and guess what they said? It was two innocent bystanders found dead. They was deceased, so I had to make this release for all my folks that's resting in peace.